Welcome to a special edition of Thoughts of the High Life by Don't Panic Jimmy and the Sexy Sandman. And of course, we have Half Sec with us here, as is the usual. You know, we've been rediscovering this show, Reno 911, and it's amazing. So we're going to go ahead and just watch an episode of it and see what we can see. This one, I believe, is a suicide watch one. Also, follow us on Instagram. Jimmy, tell them about our social media pages.
So we just started an Instagram. There's no posts on there yet, and it's been like 4 days. But you could follow us on Thoughts of the High Life on Instagram.
We're terrible at marketing. Just tell them to follow our fucking page.
Okay. Follow our fucking page.
Yes. All right. Very good. So word for word there.
Yeah. It's not me that's shouting at you. Take your time. No pressure. Like, yeah. You don't have to do it immediately. Just, you know, eventually when you're on Instagram. Just...
That wasn't the problem. The problem was when you were talking about how there's nothing on it yet. The rise is getting to your head, I get you.
Yeah, I'm going to need my own trailer, even though we're in my house and I have my own room.
Here's a little something to take the edge off.
Imagine I just become like a total diva. Yeah, right. Only green M&M's. Yeah. Do you know who I am?
Here is the episode, I believe. What Weigel is on Suicide Watch or some bullshit.
My husband is an engineer.
We live by the Eiffel Tower. Joseph Tompre de la Tour Eiffel.
We live by the Eiffel Tower.
That is a terrible way to learn another language.
We have two cats.
She's just practicing conversation in English.
Everybody
loves ham. Excuse me. Where's the bathroom? I have a bad stomach. I love Weigel because she's so awkward and hilarious.
Yeah. She is amazing.
Yeah.
She literally just was speaking English in her garage and is dying. She's funny too.
The terrorism episode with her is amazing.
I can imagine. She's probably so paranoid.
No! There's this scene where the guy from Homeland Security, he does like a chemical wash with her.
Yeah.
And then he strips her down to her underwear and it just turns so sensual.
Well, no, there was the episode before this. She was like dating that real creepy guy.
Yeah. In season two, she marries him.
Did she really?
Yeah.
But for the sheriff's department, we're putting her on a 72-hour suicide watch. So we'll all be taking.
Not it.
No. We're not doing not it. I already
know. I got three times. I gotta watch, and everybody else got two.
You want another assignment? Is that it? Just say so.
Yes.
Fine.
Thank you. I'd love another assignment.
Garcia, you're not good with Michael either, so I'm putting you together. Jimmy the Fist Fitzsimmons might be in town. His brother's getting married over at Desert High Motor Lodge. He needs somebody to go undercover to the wedding, see if he shows up, nab him. He's wanted on parole violations.
Me and Garcia?
You don't want to sit with Weigel. You'll shoot Weigel within 3 minutes. End of story. Done. Do it.
Why are we on this side of the table and... Mr. Rollins from Polio and
did these come in first?
Just because we're always on time.
We're here first. Is it CPT?
CPT.
This is a laughable.
Laughable?
No. Count me.
Yeah.
She gets real ghetto real fast. Ooh.
I can't believe you've never heard of that. It's like famous.
It's like famous? No, I
yo, the blonde one is real hot.
Clementine?
Yeah, she's fine as hell.
Yeah, Clementine is fine. I would, like, make her my wife.
Oh, no. It's upsetting.
She's wife material.
In what way?
In a way
she doesn't
that,
know who the baby daddy is of her baby.
In a way that she's hot.
No, it's not a problem. For being colored, people, and off-topic.
time. Look at her fucking face. She is so mad. She will not break eye contact. God damn.
Apology accepted.
Apology accepted. Yo. He does not have any social cues. That is amazing.
Suicide attempt. That did not surprise me.
big.
And it did not surprise me that she failed.
Mic check. Internet predator.
The
minute he propositions me, come out here, cover my back. Can't do this on my own.
Is she supposed to be like a 10-year-old girl?
Yeah. Wait, isn't that the creepy
dude? She's got like, yeah, she's got double D's and she's trying to be a 10-year-old girl.
Sugar daddy 69.
Sure, it's okay.
Sugar daddy, yeah.
Well, you know, I'm sweet and always wanted a little girl to come my own.
Oh my god.
Mike's wife and I tried, but I mean,
right.
Yeah, well, check this out.
Yeah.
Let me show you a little something. Look at this.
Show me something.
I spilled my IC all over the front of him. I'm going to rub it in because it stains.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to get home a little
something. Spill water on my leg.
You know, I would love to put my lips on that.
Yeah.
Because I'm so thirsty.
Why does he keep running up? Because he's waiting for him to say something sexual to arrest him on.
Wait, but she's fucking like 40. That's completely legal. None of that is illegal. Oh my god. He hit him pretty hard. Oh my god.
I don't feel like bearing any responsibility for Michael's suicide attempt. You want to look at flowchart Blaine? Let's check out our shitty parents, first of all.
Oh my god.
More than likely just abandoned her. And again, who wouldn't?
Jeez.
Bad casserole. You just
want to
forget about.
Somewhere in America, there's a police department exactly like this.
This is every police department. They're all fucking incompetent. Garcia's racist. Why is he at the wedding? He's about to get slapped. Yeah, there it goes.
Fork and stick in my neck.
Okay, my hands are clean.
Well, no, oh, no, don't put cake on that. I don't like that.
Now let's bring this thing to the bar. Bring from the groom's family. Let's go.
Now we gotta go to the bar.
Wait, how did they go undercover?
At the wedding?
Yeah, I know,
they
but...
just showed up.
Yeah, I know, they just showed up and nobody, like, asked, who are you?
No.
Yo, actual FBI agents do that, huh? They go undercover at weddings.
Yeah.
He's a stand-up comedian?
Well, obviously, all of these people are stand-up comedians.
Oh, that reminds me. As soon as restrictions are lifted, I want to do an open mic night.
That'd be nice. You have to actually get material, though.
No, I'll get material.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll get it.
Dude, he does the voice of Spyro the Dragon. That's pretty trippy. The Taco Bell Chihuahua and the Taco Bell commercials.
That dog got fired.
Oh my god, Magnifico and the Fairly Odd Parents. This is amazing. Wait, this dude's awesome. Mr. Weed and Family Guy.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, dude.
How are you?
I'm pretty sure he's just...
He's Mr. Weed on Family Guy?
Yeah. He moved to California. It all just says... Dude's American.
For those of you who haven't been to Little Syria, also known as Yonkers, you guys should go.
Dude, is your mom talking back? Like, why is she laughing at her grave?
Weigel's a weirdo, dude.
No, I get that. But look, see, she's having a conversation. Like, somebody's talking back to her.
Yeah, she's got voices in her head, which is...
What are you gonna do? Oops. You've never been nicer to me.
Dear God. Yes, because you committed suicide. What? Oh, God. She has a cat. Is that a stuffed cat?
It's not even a real cat.
Oh, that is creepy.
He doesn't like his dad.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Did he end up getting married to Clementine?
Who? Oh, no. It's kind of like what we do. They always leave it on like a cliffhanger and they don't continue it in the next episode.
Perfect. That is fantastic writing.
Geniuses.
Yeah.
First Spoon says,
yo, I hate being Little Spoon.
I'm glad you didn't kill yourself.
Really?
Second Spoon.
Yeah, and, I was Little Spoon once and it was weird.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I dig that shit.
You dig?
Yeah, it makes you feel safe as shit. I'm just like, oh yeah, hold me. Shut the fuck up, Hefsek.
You're
a little bitch.
Man. I don't.
The moment I said something about like being a Little Spoon, he barked. Fuck
yeah.
You.
That's because half sex is to being my Little Spoon.
Oh, I thought he was disagreeing with me.
No, me and.
He called me a bitch. He's like, that ain't manly. Fuck you. I'm just like, no, dude, come on.
You goddamn pussy. Why don't you big spoon like a man?
Right. When you're in Little Spoon, you get a dick in your ass too.
Do you like being anally penetrated as well, Sandman?
Fuck you, Hefsek. They're still at the wedding. There's like nobody else left.
It's morning time.
Dude.
Dude,
they're having a great time. Yeah. What do you? Shut the fuck up,
Hefsek. We're trying to record here. You're not going to be invited to a set if this is how you're going to act. You know, I'm going to tell security not to let you in.
You're no longer going to be a special guest.
Yeah, I'm going to take away
all privileges.
I'm going to take away your VIP pass.
Yeah. No more sandwiches.
Yeah, and we're not going to visit the set of Yo Gabba Gabba.
Is Hefsek a guest starring on there?
No, he's a huge fan of Yo Gabba Gabba.
Get the hell out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Hey, yo, get the fuck out of here.
Like, what do kids watch nowadays, anyways? Like, what cartoons? They don't have Doug. They don't
dirty.
Have...
Dirty.
They don't have Pepper Ann. They don't have Animaniacs. Well, they have Animaniacs on
Hulu. Oh, yeah, Hulu's been putting up a lot of good stuff recently.
Yeah.
Hefsek, get that shit away from me. Goddamn.
Bobby's
World. He wants me to play with his goddamn dildo toy. Fuck out of here. Oh my god, this lady.
She's got a grip.
Dude, she was saying Bieber. Like, why did they beep that out? I love how all of their operations fail. Like, if you notice, using, like, every single operation they have, like, fails. Like, in the previous episode, with the, when he tries to do the prostitution sting.
Yeah.
And then he pays her the $400, and she's like, all right, close your eyes. She breaks the lamp over his head and leaves.
Oh, yeah.
Like, every single operation they do fails.
And then
like,
Johnson falls in love. Or Jones falls in love.
Dude, Jones falls in love, like, every other episode.
And then Dangle's like... Well, she's a beautiful white lady with a big behind. What did you think was gonna happen?
He tries so much to like,
and then he comes back. He's like, "Hey guys, I'm gonna just take her home. She's a nice girl. I'm gonna let her off with a warning. But can I get $150?"
Oh my god, that's literally how Reno is. Though it's a fucking shit show.
Yeah, Reno's a terrifying place to grow up. It just seems very depressing. Like, really depressing to, like, grow up in Reno.
Very much so.
But, I mean, I have a friend who was born and raised in Reno, but...
How did they turn out?
She turned out pretty good.
I guess that's the measure where...
And she's got a... and she's got... No, she just became a homeowner, actually. And she just got married. So...
Neither of those things is impressive in Reno.
It's not impressive in Reno?
No. Houses are like $20,000 for a three-bedroom place. And getting married happens every other weekend for some of these people.
Well, I mean, she's married, I guess. I mean, she's still living a good life. She's got two dogs.
As long as her dogs are happy.
And she's got a job.
Well, that's better than what I have, Loki. So, fuck it, why not? All right, show's back. Oh, puppy.
Find drugs. Right now, he does not find drugs. Right now, he'll find Sloppy Joe's. No real practical purpose for that.
See, that's real dark
thing. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to train him to find drugs by doing a mix.
I want to train Hapsack to find drugs just so we can do more drugs.
Go find the weed. I need to see who I need to rob.
Go find the cocaine, Hapsack.
Daddy needs some free weed.
Yeah. Where's the acid? Go get it.
Goddamn, Sloppy Joe's real good. Watch this. Find a Sloppy Joe.
It's right there.
He put it right in his face.
No, don't eat it.
Don't eat it.
It's too late. He already ate it.
One was for him.
Just
out of
that, man.
He
eats it and lays on the ground.
God damn.
Humps the hair. That's all he can do. Good boy. Good boy. Good. Michael. Suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. I don't want you to ever. I felt so bad when I heard what happened.
Wasn't she just talking about she doesn't give a fuck?
No, I like to just kind of.
I also wasn't surprised that she failed.
Yeah. Fun of you or tease you. I'm just kidding. That's just my way. I only do that.
Oh. Well,
I don't
want to
take it personally, but I've been trying to kill myself.
She didn't even try to kill herself. That was a thing. It was an accident.
Undercover stakeout in the fucking they're in the fucking hot tub. God damn it. They better fuck by the end of this episode.
Are all the cops just fucking each other?
No, I wouldn't say. They don't do their job.
Even Dangle. Lieutenant Dangle gets... There's an episode where Jones and Dangle...
Get it on? Really? He fucks Jones? Interesting. Oh my god. Wait, she shouldn't have a gun at all. She's still on suicide watch.
Calm down.
God damn, she uses that as a... Oh, I hate that. Don't do that. That's nutty. Oh. Bro. I give up. I give up. God damn it, dude. Oh my god.
He couldn't take her marveling of crafts anymore. He's like, okay, yeah. I give up. I can't do it.
Just take me in. She's like, fuck you. I'm going to finish. Shoots him.
You're going to let her drink after she's been on suicide watch?
Yeah. Because, I mean, you've committed suicide when you're drunk.
I'm pretty sure there's people who've committed suicide when they're drunk.
Oh, no, absolutely. There's tons of them. But she wouldn't.
I didn't try to kill myself.
Oh, they're going to be pissed. You bitch.
Alright.
She is so awkward.
Dog all one for the tall hot one. What? What happened?
Oh, damn. Yeah. That is nutty.
Maybe I will fucking go try and kill myself now, then. You're all disappointed, though.
didn't try to kill myself. Yeah. I'll make you happy this time. I'm gonna go jump in the f***ing ocean.
God damn, that turned dark real fast.
I'm going to the ocean!
She can't find her way to the ocean.
And still talking shit. Oh my goodness. So, that was that. That's a full episode of Reno 99. And, interesting episode. Jimmy, what were your thoughts on the episode?
Thought it was good. Could have been better. Could have been funnier.
What would you have changed about the episode to make it funnier?
I wanted Weigel to get topless. I mean, not Weigel. I wanted Clementine to get topless.
Okay, but I feel like that would be your suggestion for every single episode.
Clementine get topless?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's do more episode-specific commentary and critique.
Okay, well, this episode I was very disappointed that Clementine did not take her clothes off. I mean, I felt like they could have used a little more of that.
Why don't you just, like, she's probably one of the people who got leaked in that whole thing. You can probably just find it online. Like,
it's just I respect my baby mama, my future baby mama, you know. I don't really want her to take her clothes off unless it's for me and only me.
I don't understand that your concern with her not showing it in front of everyone.
Yes, it's disappointing to me, but it's a sacrifice I have to take for the sanctity of my baby mama's relationship.
So then, in terms of realistic changes, what would you change about the episode? God bless you, Hefsek.
I think I would add more shorts to Lieutenant Dangle.
That's a good idea, yeah. Add more fabric to his shorts.
It makes me a little uncomfortable that his shorts are that tight.
Yeah, I mean, it's not police regulation. I feel like it's very detrimental to the administration of justice.
Well, I feel like it's very weird getting pulled over by a cop with some shorts that small.
Can you imagine, sir? Can you actually go back to your squad car and put on some pants? This is making me highly uncomfortable.
And then he's frisking you, and then he's just rubbed up against you as he's frisking you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, what was the... Have you ever been searched by a cop?
I have.
Okay, tell me about the time you've been searched by a cop.
Worst experience of my life.
What happened?
First of all, I felt...